This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The World Health Organization on Wednesday declared Mpox a global public health emergency for the second time in 2 years following an outbreak of the viral infection in Democratic Republic of Congo that has spread to neighboring countries.
The emergency committee met and advised me that, in its view, the situation constitutes a public health emergency of international concern.
WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, who says the status is WHO's highest level of alert and can accelerate research, funding, and international public health measures and cooperation to contain a disease. Wednesday marks now more than a week that Ukrainian troops have pushed into the Kursk region of Russia, just north of their border, in the most extensive incursion by Kyiv's forces in the 2.5-year-old war. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Russia has said it has managed to stop a Ukrainian military attempt to expand its incursion into Russia, an attempt to broaden the week-long Ukrainian incursion deeper into the Kursk region was blocked by Russian army units, aircraft and drones. Meanwhile, a Ukrainian official has said the cross-border operation was aimed at protecting Ukrainian land from long-range strikes launched from Kursk. He added that Ukraine had no intention of taking the territory. Ukraine's Western partners have said the country has the right to defend itself, including by attacking across the border. I'm Karen Chamas.
A top Hamas terrorist group official says the Palestinian militant group is losing faith in the United States' ability to mediate a ceasefire in Gaza ahead of a new round of talks scheduled for this week. Osama Hamdan told the Associated Press in an interview on Tuesday Hamas will only participate if it is the U.S. detailed May proposal.